You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We pick up on that story with China retaliating in some form to the EU's announcement of EV tariffs. I'm joined on the line by Johan Els, Chief Economist at Old Mutual, to take a look at this and try and make sense of it. Good evening, Johan. Lovely to speak to you as always. Let's start with understanding the EU's rationale for imposing the tariffs in the first place.
Hi, good evening. Yeah, it's weird that the EU is at the forefront of the green theme that they want to halt cheap imports from China. And I suppose it's protectionism because they perhaps can't produce EV as cheap as China can. But still, it's spiting your own nose because we want everybody to move away from petrol cars and diesel cars towards electrical vehicles. So it's not a good move. And of course, as you say, China retaliating. So this is a trade war starting up, and it's never good for anybody.
Well, China's response to that was that they are protecting their own sector from dumping. And I suppose the question there is their sector really that big, or is this a diplomatic way of them saying, we're happy to go to war if you guys want to?
My understanding is that their sector isn't that big at all. While some of the affluent Chinese like French brandy, I think that's just a way of rather undiplomatically saying, you know, if you're going to put large tariffs on imports from us, we're going to retaliate. And so I think that's what's happening here. And so, yeah, everybody's protecting their own. And you know what? What's going to happen is that consumers are going to suffer because prices are going to go up, and that we're not going to get the end result that we ideally need in terms of environmentally friendly vehicles.
Consumers suffering is one thing, Johan. The other one that I picked up on when I was thinking about who's likely to be most hurt by this was LVMH. The owners of Hennessy, as well as Remy Martin, the French cognac company, the share prices of those two companies alone were in the red just off the back of this announcement. So clearly, they're not going to be happy with this news. I imagine they're not going to be happy with China's response. And there's very little they can do about it, I suppose, other than petition the EU.
And I suppose that's what we'll see now. The lobbying will start to petition the EU, and all these companies that are going to be hurting, they're going to start lobbying. And but I don't see a quick or easy solution here, because once the EU has instituted those tariffs, then of course we will have an impact. And now China has retaliated, and I think it will just continue like this.
Johan, you used two very painful words that I haven't heard in 4 years: trade war. This is obviously going to be something that is going to be around for quite some time. I mean, I think back to when it happened with China and the US and how significant that back and forth was. And the US is a much bigger economy than the EU.
Yes, absolutely. So I think we're going to see more of this, especially if Trump should win the US elections. He's already said he's going to raise tariffs significantly on Chinese imports into the US, but also EU imports into the US. So I think we're in for a bout of bad news for the global economy if this should escalate, and if Trump actually wins the US presidential elections, then it's another round of the same that we've seen before. And I'm fearful that it might be worse this time around.
When we look at that picture, who comes out the big winner, Johan? Who comes out the big loser in a global trade war where everybody's imposing tariffs on everybody else, and the three kind of major economies being the EU, the Chinese economy, and the US economies are all at war with each other? Who survives?
Yeah, I think I'm hoping that sanity will prevail, and World Trade Organization will step in at some point, and that. But sometimes you have to see the pain before you see the reaction, and I think the U.S. consumer will likely suffer the most. Trump's policies regarding immigration, limiting immigration, will limit labor supply, that will drive up wage and salary growth in the U.S. His policy around tariffs will raise consumer goods prices for U.S. consumers. both of those will lift inflation. That will likely limit the extent to which we currently expect the Fed to cut rates. So that's bad for the US, but it's also bad for emerging markets like South Africa, because if the Fed is not cutting to the same extent, then the dollar is not unlikely to weaken to the same extent that we expect, and thus a currency like the rand might not strengthen to the same extent. So there's a whole bunch of influences that flows into the rest of the world. But I think the first big pain will be for the US consumers, because their consumer prices. And I don't think that Trump's supporters actually understand that higher tariffs will mean higher prices and higher inflation. I don't know if Trump himself understands.
I suppose that could be a we'll deal with that situation later, or the fact that they survived it the first time, there's an element of confidence that they might be able to survive it again. Johan, when we look at someone like an LVMH whose share price was down today, and we know that they've kind of gone the route of taking up a stake in a company like Moncler that does fashion, yes, the one side of the trade war at the moment from China is on the brandy space in particular here, but China's got a huge amount of luxury that it consumes. This could potentially be a very, very dangerous time for European luxury companies like LVMH if this isn't dealt with.
Yes, absolutely, and especially perhaps at a time when these luxury goods companies have been seeing some light at the end of the tunnel, because post-COVID, there's been a long time when they've actually been suffering. The Chinese economy hasn't been pumping on all cylinders as it used to, but now that the Chinese have been stimulating the economy more, there was this hope that these luxury goods companies will actually recover some of that lost share in terms of selling their goods and services towards China. And now this. So I think it's particularly bad timing that when they thought things would start to recover, it actually might not. But in the end, I think there will be more losers than winners in a trade war, especially if that escalates across the world.
Johan, from an emerging market perspective, South Africa kind of sits on the sidelines in these sorts of events. We're mostly a consumer from all these other economies, and in some cases we export into these economies. Do we sit back and kind of wait and see what happens? Do we hedge our bets and try and find new markets to be able to prepare ourselves in the event that this does not de-escalate? And if so, are there even new markets that we can look at?
Yeah, that's the difficult part. When you were busy talking and asking that question, I was thinking, and I can't think of any new markets as such. So in the end, because we're such a small and open economy, there's very little that we can actually do. The best that we can try is boost our own local economy, reduce the structural problems that we've still got. We've done great with the electricity issue. Now we need to sort out all the others, like logistics, water supply, municipal failure, etc. So we must just, I think, refocus internally in terms of getting our own economy off the ground towards better growth, get a better environment where employment growth can bring better incomes for consumers, etc. But in terms of external markets, we must perhaps just sit back, do the best we can, but I don't think there's anything particularly strong that we can do to mitigate in terms of that. We must just become more productive so that we can make our products as cheap and competitive as possible on overseas markets. In the shorter term, there's very little we can actually do.
Hopefully sanity prevails. That is the message from Chief Economist at Old Mutual, Johan Els, around the escalating developments in the trade war or the tariff war that we're now seeing China get involved in with Europe. Thank you so much, Johan, for that, for those insights and for the time.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.